Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, September 26th. I'm Mark Daniels. Milwaukee Brewers could have just started playing out the string once the season went south, but down the stretch, they're playing good baseball. They took 2 out of 3 from the National League East Division winning Atlanta Braves at Turner Field. 4-0 the final on Wednesday night. Game started with a bang, however. Carlos Gomez with a first-inning solo home run off Paul Mahalom, a pitcher who plunked Gomez in a game back in June at Miller Park. Carlos emphatically rounded the bases, jawing with every player within earshot. When he was coming home, catcher Brian McCann never let him touch the plate, and it touched off a benches-clearing brawl. Gomez says, "Hey, I got wound up because it was payback time.
You know, just take the pen back because, you know, you see the replay, they hit me with no reason. And yes, I tried to get it back today. It's the only opportunity that I have. And that's what I did."
Atlanta's Chris Johnson said it was an unusual start to the ball game.
"Yeah, it was strange. You know, it's, I guess, you know, baseball players have a memory. And I guess he was remembering when he got hit when we were at their place. And he thinks that it was on purpose. So it was a crazy situation."
Gomez never did touch home. Brian McCann made sure of that. The bench is emptied. Gomez, along with Freddie Freeman and Gerald Laird, were ejected. From there, the game settled down, and Kyle Loesch settled in his final start for the Brewers. Loesch went the distance, a complete game 2-hit shutout.
"You know, it felt good to go out there and establish that I was going to throw strikes, and they were swinging. So end result of that is you got good defense behind you. You're going to have a decent game. That was a little better than decent, so I felt good coming out of that."
Loesch finishes 11-10 in his first year with the Brewers, but don't forget, he started 1-6 with very little run support. Solid year for Loesch. Brewers wrap up the season with a 4-game series in New York against the Mets beginning Thursday night. Mets hurt Cincinnati's chances to reach the number one wild card seed as they blanked him 1-0. Daisuke Matsuzaka went 7-plus innings, allowed just 4 hits. Pittsburgh Pirates fell, though, to the Chicago Cubs 4-2. Darnell McDonald with a 3-run home run. St. Louis's magic number to clinch the Central Division now 1 as they beat the Washington Nationals 4-1 to complete a sweep. Rookie Shelby Miller winning his 15th game of the year. Miami beat Philadelphia 3-2. San Francisco over the Dodgers 6-4, and the San Diego Padres pounded the Arizona Diamondbacks 12-2. One interleague game, Boston over Colorado 15-5. Will Middlebrook's a grand slam home run and a 3-run shot. Now to the American League, where the Detroit Tigers clinched the American League Central Division title for the 3rd straight year, blanking the Minnesota Twins 1-0. Max Scherzer went 7 innings, allowed just 2 hits to run his record to 21-3. But Scherzer says, "We got to 21 wins.
To have 21 wins means my team played so well this year. I pitched well. Defense played well. I mean, it just took a culmination of our team playing together. And they did that every single time we pitched. And I'm glad I was always able to pitch consistently and give them a chance to win because those guys always pick me up."
Tampa Bay Rays still holding on to the number one wild card spot. They beat the New York Yankees 8-3 and thus eliminated New York. Yankees out of the postseason for only the second time since 1995. Cleveland Indians hanging on to the number two wild card with a 7-2 victory over the Chicago White Sox. Nick Swisher with a 2-run home run. The Indians lead Texas by a game for that second wild card. Rangers beat the Houston Astros 7-3. Seattle eliminated Kansas City with a 6-0 shutout. It was Tampa Bay. It was Baltimore over Toronto 9-5, and the Angels beat the Oakland A's by a score of 3-1. The NFL's 4th weekend kicking off on Thursday night in St. Louis with the Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers, who have dropped back-to-back games since opening the season with a victory over the Packers. Jim Harbaugh's club has scored only 10 points in those 2 losses.
"There's adversity. There's an opportunity to stare it in the face and whip it. That's our approach."
Rams beat the Niners and tied San Francisco in their 2 meetings last year in Tampa Bay. Starting quarterback Josh Freeman has been benched as the Buccaneers are off to a rough start. Freeman completing just 45% of his passes. Head coach Greg Schiano going with 3rd-round draft choice Mike Glennon of North Carolina State.
"Everything goes into people's performance, in my belief. So I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, 50% is this, 20% is that. We're not getting the job done. Offensively, we're not getting the job done. We made a move to try to help us be better on offense.
Buccaneers take on Arizona this weekend. Former San Diego Charger safety Paul Oliver has died at the age of 29. According to the San Diego Union-Tribune, Oliver committed suicide. Chargers selected him in the fourth round of the supplemental draft in 2007 out of Georgia, appeared in 57 games through 2011, including 12 starts in his career. In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers gearing up for a huge game in Columbus Saturday night against the Ohio State Buckeyes, who are off to a 4-0 start and ranked number 3 in the land. Head coach Urban Meyer says Wisconsin has become a solid rival.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was not. I was here a long time ago, and it was not a rivalry. But you have to give credit to Wisconsin. I think it all started with Coach Alvarez, and then the following coaches have done a great job doing it. So it's one of the, if not the best program in the Big Ten right now, and because of that, it's become a very good rivalry.
More college sports. St. Norbert women's soccer team defeated Wisconsin Lutheran 6-0. Katie Vandenhoven of De Pere, 3 goals in the victory. Her 14th career hat trick. And it pushed Katie over the St. Norbert career and Midwest Conference career goal scoring records. Now a 71 in her career, and she's just a junior. And finally, Oracle Team USA with a miraculous comeback to capture the America's Cup in racing. In San Francisco Bay, Oracle Team USA defeated the Emirates Team New Zealand again. They trailed this series 8-1, but captured 9 straight elimination races to win the America's Cup. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.